On a popular internet forum, someone posted this question: what is the biggest betrayal you have faced? What is the biggest betrayal you have faced? The question provoked a couple thousand comments. Now I thought I'd share just one story. I looked up to a man who was a friend, a mentor, and like a father figure to me. He convinced me to leave my position and come to work for him. He would get me promoted and help me achieve my goals. He needed me on his team. I went to work for him. And it was like Jekyll and Hyde. He insulted me, talked about me behind my back, used me as a scapegoat, and completely derailed my career. It took me 4 years to get my reputation back. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. Betrayal is one of the most harrowing human experiences. We open our lives to others, and some of them betray our trust. So how about you? Do you have a story of betrayal? In today's gospel lesson, we witness another story about betrayal. Peter is in Jesus' inner circle. He's that would-be under-shepherd whom Jesus has named the Rock. In so many ways, Peter appears faithful. Earlier in the gospel, Jesus speaks of his impending departure. Of all the disciples, it's Peter who declares boldly, "Why can't I follow you? I'll lay down my life for you." Peter goes on to show his commitment to Jesus. When a detachment of soldiers and officials show up to arrest Jesus, Peter pulls out his sword and strikes the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. Then, as Jesus is taken away to be judged by the high priest emeritus, Annas, Peter follows along after him. But when Peter makes his way into the courtyard, things somehow change. The young woman who was at the doorkeeper says to Peter, "Aren't you one of this man's disciples?" Peter loses courage. Peter confesses, "No, I'm not." Later on, Peter is warming up at a fire and some others ask him, "Aren't you one of the disciples?" He denies it again. "No, not me." Finally, one of the chief priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, says, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Again, Peter denies it. "No, no, it wasn't me." When he's put to the test, bold Peter denies his association with Jesus. The Rock disowns his identity as Jesus' follower. Peter betrays Jesus 3 times. Betrayal, not an uncommon human experience. This sort of story is repeated again and again over the centuries. It's repeated in our own lives. People may claim to be our friends, but then somehow we get ourselves into hot water. And like Jesus, we find that few remain loyal. Remember those words of the psalmist? "Don't put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save." Well, this sounds pretty depressing, hey? Actually, it gets worse. The real story isn't just that some people betray us, but that we ourselves betray others. What's true about poor Peter is also true about ourselves. French philosopher Albert Camus is quoted as saying, I used to advertise my loyalty. I used to advertise my loyalty. And I don't believe there's a single person I loved that I didn't eventually betray. In the context of today's story, Judas has sold out Jesus. Peter has repeatedly denied him. And with the exception of that unnamed disciple, everyone else has fled. We all end up denying and betraying each other, our friends and our family. And we also turn our backs on Jesus. In word or deed, we reject him as Lord and Savior. We deny our own deepest identities as his disciples. Now that's truly depressing. No one is trustworthy. No one is loyal. Well, not quite. The good news in today's story is there is one who is faithful. I mean, look closely at today's reading and you'll notice how the story alternates back and forth between Peter's failures and Jesus' faithfulness. While Peter cowers before his questioners and denies everything, Jesus stands up to his questioners and denies nothing. Peter is trying his best to hide. Jesus is speaking openly. When Jesus is asked about his teaching and his disciples, he reminds the high priest that his message has always been in public and welcomes the testimony of others. But notice that Jesus doesn't say a single word to deflect attention or incriminate his followers. The good shepherd won't lose those sheep that have been entrusted to him. No, he will lay down his life for them. Jesus is faithful to God, and Jesus is faithful to his friends. In a world of people who will betray us, Jesus proves faithful. Think back to the psalmist. Do not put your trust in princes and human beings who cannot save, but blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God. People will let you down, people will betray you, but God is faithful. Jesus can be trusted. But there's even more good news. Jesus is not just faithful, Jesus is also forgiving. Jesus actively seeks out reconciliation with those who've let him down. I mentioned how Peter betrayed Jesus as he was warming himself by a fire. Well, not long after this, there is another fire that comes into the story. It calls up for Peter and for Jesus the memory of this sad night. This story happens after Jesus' death, after his terrible crucifixion, after Sunday morning and the empty tomb. Peter is out fishing with some of the disciples. Some stranger calls from the beach offering advice for the anglers. They follow his directions, their nets are quickly full, and they bring their boats in. There they discover Jesus roasting some fish on a fire. Jesus beckons them and he feeds them, passing the bread and the fish to them. And then he speaks to Peter, that disciple who had denied and betrayed him, asking him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Jesus gives Peter another opportunity not to just deny, but to affirm his love for his Savior. Peter responds, "Yes, Master, you know I love you." Jesus says back to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asks this question three times over. three times over. Three times, Peter is able to affirm his devotion. And three times, Jesus commissions him. Jesus is the faithful one, the good shepherd who will not betray his followers. And Jesus is our forgiving Lord, who has room in his company for those who make mistakes, those who deny and betray him. Jesus is the good shepherd who will seek after the wayward lamb. Thanks be to God. Amen.